Throughout recorded history, in every age and in every culture, exists mythology of the undead, of creatures who feast on the blood of their victims, of vampires. But it wasn't until Count Dracula met the Catholic Church that vampire mythology was truly defined. Cultural obsessions with the undead date as far back as ancient Egypt, and from one corner of the globe to the other, hundreds of accounts of vampiric creatures wreaking havoc in communities can be found documented in local folklore. From the Japanese bloodsucker Jiboku to the Celtic parasite Joint Eater to the ancient Greek shapeshifter Impusa, every generation past seems to have been haunted by their fear of bloodsuckers. Scientific evidence of the belief in vampires can be proven through the historic remains of vampire funerals. These haunting funerals entailed decapitation, mutilation, and cremation, and have been uncovered in archaeological digs across the continents. But folklore of unholy bloodsuckers isn't just a thing of the past. Today, vampire stories are still extremely popular, finding their way into countless books, comics, plays, video games, and movies. All of these modern vampire stories find their influence in the 1897 novel by Bram Stoker, Dracula, in which he formalized the rules of vampires. Stoker established Count Dracula as a nocturnal, suave Transylvanian antichrist. He introduced the sacramentals as powerful tools against the undead, and the Eucharist, although used sacrilegiously in the novel, as the ultimate defense against the unholy. While inspiration for Stoker's Dracula character has deep roots in vampiric folklore, the name Count Dracula has a real historical significance. The character is named after a Romanian ruler with an unquenchable bloodlust, Vlad Dracula, also known as Vlad the Impaler. Vlad Dracula was part of the Order of the Dragon, a royal society whose members swore to stop the spread of Islam by the Turks. Vlad is known for inspiring terror in the hearts of his enemies by impaling tens of thousands of people in a horrific manner, leaving them on display in much the same way as Roman crucifixions. Another notable historical influence for Count Dracula came from the novel Carmilla, which preceded Stoker's book by several decades. In Carmilla, the female vampire was based on a mass-murdering Hungarian countess, Elizabeth Bathory, who believed bathing in her victim's blood would bring her eternal life. Dracula shares Carmilla's sexual prowess and ability to have psychological influence over his victims, and even being able to enter their dreams. The sexual essence of the vampire is most on display in their seductive and consuming nature. In the stealing of the virgin's blood, the vampire consumes with forceful lust, providing it with a capacity to live forever. Dracula's victims thus find themselves bound to him in the resemblance of an unholy marriage. It was Stoker who inspired the contrast between this bloodlust and the blood of the willing and spotless lamb. The Eucharist is thus the antithesis to, and the ultimate tool against, the unholy vampire. J.R.R. Tolkien, I think, alludes to our cultural fascination with the supernatural when speaking of the Eucharist. Out of the darkness of my life, so much frustrated, I put before you the one great thing to love on earth, the Blessed Sacrament. There you will find romance, glory, honor, fidelity, and the true way of all your loves upon earth. Even though we know vampires aren't real, we all relate to the same desire for eternal life, a desire fulfilled naturally and supernaturally in the Eucharist. In Stoker's novel, the authority of the Church is on display in its power to break unholy ties, a story trope audiences are readily willing to accept. When there is a need to conquer supernatural evil, the world looks to the Catholic Church.
Good evening. Hey! Did I startle you?
No.